How many UFO cases do you think are a direct result of testing strange and unusual aircraft?
I would say a good 90%. The CIA actually did a study of the number of reported incidents and found that during the 1950s and 60s, 85 to 90% of the sightings were actually either U-2s, SR-71s, or the RB-57 reconnaissance aircraft. You have to remember, again, at long distance, at high altitude, and at high speeds, these things can look very unusual, especially under poor lighting conditions.
Oh, no question about it.
And, you know, at the same time, the recent advances in unmanned technology has also played significantly in a number of UFO sightings, because these aircraft, not being manned, can perform maneuvers that would essentially kill a human being because of the high G-forces. We're talking about making literally right-angle turns at 2,000 miles an hour.
And a lot of people have witnessed turns like that from strange craft.
Right, and in many cases, that is not only explainable, but actually quite doable. And to be honest with you, some of our equipment, for example, our ICBM and reentry vehicle systems, are quite capable of performing up to 300 G turn maneuvers in the upper atmosphere. And we're talking about at speeds probably between 12 and 15,000 miles an hour.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the systems are rated to this. They're actually rated beyond that. And the reason for that is, obviously, if you're in the case of nuclear war for beginners here, essentially the idea is I want to create a maneuvering warhead system that can dodge anti-ballistic missile systems being shot up at it in order for it to maneuver directly onto its target. And a maneuvering warhead would be generally more accurate than a dumb warhead in that it could theoretically place itself within a few feet of its intended target.
No question about that. I've got to ask you about this, Charles, while we get into our discussion tonight, but so many people, including police officers, have reported seeing, for years now, a large triangular-shaped object, very just kind of just slowly moving. Sometimes it speeds up when it disappears. I have heard that it's military, and it's a test military craft. Have you heard anything about this one?
Oh, yeah. We're probably referring to the long-fabled Aurora aircraft, part of the senior program. It is. You'll note in the last few years that there has been a general downturn in the number of reports of this kind of nature. The Aurora aircraft actually is a very large triangle. Essentially, it's similar to a large arrowhead. And the aircraft is both operational, or was operational, in both a manned and an unmanned system. Aurora utilized space shuttle technology in that the tile systems were used generally on the aircraft to protect it from the aerodynamic heating.
Mm-hmm.
Many of the published reports that I've gone through in recent years over Aurora were fairly speculative and more or less an iteration of the SR-71, both in size and scope and as well as the nature of the project. But my own research has turned up that essentially one of the reasons why Aurora is still secret, even though we believe that it was canceled, is because it had offensive capabilities. In other words, if you were going to make a sale to both the military and to the black level government, you wouldn't just sell them a extremely exotic high-speed reconnaissance aircraft that could be duplicated, or procedures could be duplicated by other means, perhaps a lot cheaper. You would also incorporate in it an offensive, in this case because it's a Cold War generation, nuclear capability. Aurora probably had the capability of delivering 12 nuclear warheads Its essential design was to fly in at extremely high speed, around 8,000 to 10,000 miles an hour, into the Soviet air defenses surrounding Moscow, dodge the surface-to-air missile systems like the Galosh and the S-300 systems, deliver its nuclear payload, and then fly out. One of the interesting things about the design of Aurora was that not only is it capable of flying at extremely high speeds, but it is also designed essentially to fly at very low speeds. It actually dives down over its target area and reduces its speed to low subsonic, probably to 300 miles an hour, in order to deliver the weapons, because delivering them at high speed, they may come apart. So you want to, in essence, slow down to drop your eggs,
right,
and then speed up to get away.
Now, is this aircraft still being tested? Whatever happened to it?
It's my understanding, and this is based on information that I've gleaned not only from public sources but from private conversations, Aurora was very expensive to operate, and only a few of them were built, probably no more than five. They flew during the late 1990s, up to the late 1990s. We got the intercepts, for example, of the gas pipe aircraft coming in at well over 120,000 feet. They made sonic booms over the West Coast at Mach 8, which is 7 to 8,000 miles an hour. These aircraft were eventually retired, basically due to budget constraints and the fact that the Berlin Wall is gone and the Soviet Union is gone, meant that their expense, even as an offensive weapons platform, was really no longer necessary, so they've been stood down.
Man, what kind of technology. Now, but this triangular object, how big was this? Because the reports we get, Charles, we're talking about a football field size. Football field size. That's pretty
that
big.
That might be a little too large, you know, once again, because especially at nighttime, the distances are going to be relative. But we're talking about an aircraft that's well over 150 feet long. And probably similar in width and span. It is a very large airplane. To call it an airplane is really half wrong. It's more like a space aircraft. The Aurora was reported to use what we call wave rider technology. Think of it as surfboarding at Mach 8 at 120 to 150,000 feet or even higher. In this case, the actual ignition from the engines does not take place inside the aircraft, but outside and underneath in the shockwave. That's why they call it a wave rider.
Huh.
So you essentially inject fuel into the high Mach shockwave and ignite it underneath, and it actually gives you additional high-speed propulsion. That's one of the reasons why the aircraft essentially has no vertical surfaces, much like the B-2. Most of the published pictures I've seen has essentially vertical surfaces and wings structure, much like the SR-71. That is not correct. It's actually, like I said, much more akin to a large arrowhead or a diamond shape. And the high-speed combustion takes place under the rear of the aircraft at extremely high Mach. It can change speeds at, I understand the top-level G-forces were somewhere between 150 and 200 Gs. So it operates both in an unmanned and a manned mode.